America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. Friend, I hope you'll take time at least one time a week to pray for this great nation. I hope you'll take time every day to pray and read your Bible. That's what this program's about, to try to get you closer to God. And I'll tell you, the devil don't like that. The Bible said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And every time you try to get closer to God, the devil's going to be there to try to knock you back. Father, will you help the message today? Use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're preaching R457-2. This is a message entitled, "What is Revival?" And we're taking the definition from the word revive, and we're talking about the word live. Let's go back to the message at this time. The deal is something that you and I don't want to deal with this morning. It's a heart problem. I've had all kinds of medical issues in my life, most of them minor. But I would hate to think I'd have a heart problem. To me, that's the most scary thing you can have physically. It's a heart problem. But buddy, when your heart starts acting up, you know that your days are limited on the face of God's earth. You know that that heart, they start messing with that heart, and you know that something's going to happen one day in life, and that heart's going to give out. And the Bible talked about a strong heart. I mean, for that man's days is 70 years old, but if he lived to be 80, it'd be in 40 years. He talked about a strong heart. But here's the deal. What about spiritually? Do we have heart trouble spiritually? You're saying, "Preacher, I know my heart." Do you really? The Bible said this in Jeremiah 17:9. The Bible said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I don't know my own heart. You don't know yours. Let me show you what Matthew said about the heart. Matthew 7:21 says, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts." Adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. You know how murder starts? It starts in the heart. You know how all these school shootings happen? Somebody sat and thought about it. They thought about how they was going to do it. They planned it out. You know how adultery starts? A man gets a woman in his mind, or she gets a fellow in her mind. They get each other in their mind, and then they act upon that. Listen, you know what? Evil thoughts. Our hearts are wicked. We need to turn our hearts back to God. You know, I'm afraid God may have us on Sunday morning, but He ain't got our hearts. We got to have a revival in America. We got to have a heart for God. Listen, we got to have God above our career, God above our money, God above our influence, God above our success, God above anything we do. God's got to be God. He's got to get, that God would live again in our heart. Boy, if you get right with God, you won't have any problem with rebellion. You won't have a problem getting to church. You won't have a problem getting your money in the offering plate. You won't have a problem looking right and dressing right and going to the right place. You won't have any of those problems if God gets in the heart. You see, the heart. Now, let me give you some things. I got to move quickly. First of all, let me say this. A saved heart. You got to have a saved heart. Now, to experience revival, to experience the presence of God, you got to be saved. Now, I'm persuaded to believe this, and I am not. God knows I'm not. I'm not coming today on radio and on social media to make people doubt their salvation. I certainly am not doing that. I want you to understand that. But I tell you, there are people in our pews today. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.